This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as a mark of respect after paying tributes to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi this morning, while the proceedings of the Lok Sabha were marred following the opposition's protest over Special Intensive Revision or SIR exercise conducted in Bihar. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition parties trooped into the well, raising slogans in support of their demand to discuss the SIR exercise of Bihar's electoral rolls. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the protest of opposition MPs, saying that it was decided in the Business Advisory Committee meeting to have a discussion on National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2015.
आज बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण नेशनल स्पोर्ट्स गवर्नेंस बिल और नेशनल एंटी डोपिंग अमेंडमेंट बिल चर्चा करके पारित करने के लिए समय तय किया और हमने भी अपोजिशन के मांग पर ये दो महत्वपूर्ण बिल को दो दिन चर्चा करने के लिए सबने माना था। इसके बावजूद आज पूरा देश में खेल और खिलाड़ियों के लिए इतना महत्वपूर्ण बिल लेकर के जब सरकार यहाँ आए हैं तो भी यह विपक्ष के सारे मेंबर्स इस तरह से हंगामा करके बिल पर चर्चा होने से रोक लगा रहे, ये ठीक नहीं है।
In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met at 11 a.m., the members paid tribute to former Jharkhand Chief Minister and founder of the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and sitting MP Shibu Soren. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh said, Shibu Soren was a senior and distinguished tribal leader who played a prominent role in the movement for the rights and upliftment of tribal communities.
मुझे गहरे दुख के साथ यह सूचित करना है कि आज 4 अगस्त 2025 को इस सदन के मौजूदा सदस्य श्री शिबू सोरेन जी का निधन हो गया। झारखंड राज्य की स्थापना के आंदोलन में उनकी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही। वे इस नवगठित राज्य के सबसे सम्मानित नेताओं में से एक बने। उन्होंने आजीवन वंचितों के अधिकारों और कल्याण के लिए समर्पित भाव से काम किया। उनके निधन से देश ने एक अनुभवी सांसद, आदिवासी अधिकारों के प्रबल पैरोकार और एक अत्यंत सम्मानित जनप्रतिनिधि को खो दिया है।
Later, the House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed leader before being adjourned for the day. The former Jharkhand Chief Minister was on life support system for the last 1 month at Sir Gangaram Hospital in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries have expressed grief over the demise of the veteran leader. Prime Minister Modi visited the hospital to pay tribute to the departed soul. In Jharkhand, a 3-day state mourning will be observed from today until Wednesday. President of the Philippines, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. arrived in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. He is accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. President Marcos will also meet President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is also scheduled to call on President Marcos during this visit. Supreme Court today expressed displeasure with Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi over his alleged derogatory comments about the Indian Army in the context of the 2020 Galwan Valley clash with China. During the hearing, the court made oral remarks expressing disapproval of Mr. Gandhi's statements. Whilst staying the criminal defamation case filed by a former BRO director, the court issued a notice on Gandhi's plea against the Allahabad High Court's refusal to quash the proceedings. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will inaugurate the first ever BIMSTEC Traditional Music Festival at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand will perform at the musical evening. And in cricket, host England were 357-9 against India on day 5 of the final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London when reports last came in. The hosts resumed their second innings at 339-6. The visitors are just 1 wicket away from winning the match. England are currently leading the series 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.